Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brian Flores this morning on The Morning Show. While another former NFL coach corroborates sham interviews and another a pay-for-tanking claim with different franchises. While the class action lawsuit into NFL's racist hiring practices continues to move forward, this panel will address also how Texas Tech fans greeted Chris Beard last night. Let's go around the horn. They put out that doormat with his face on it and then walk on his face to get in the arena. That is an all-time move from Texas Tech. Hurtful, very hurtful.
We need change. We need change. I know many very capable black coaches, some of my staff who I know, if given an opportunity or when given an opportunity, they're going to go and do a great job on their interview. And I would just hate for that to be a waste. And I think, you know, we need to change the hearts and minds of the people making those decisions.
Brian Flores this morning on Get Up on this network also appeared on CBS this morning. It's been 25 hours since the lawsuit was filed and became public. And the shocks and aftershocks to the NFL and all sports and beyond being felt. Clinton Yates, how did you hear Flores today? And your thoughts on the impact you believe this lawsuit might have?
I think the impact is going to be enormous, if for no other reason than Flores' strategy. From a timing standpoint, in the middle of a Super Bowl week, people have to pay attention. The fact that he came to this also with receipts, text messages, and specific stories about names that we know, not random owners or front office people that we can't identify. He has taken this very much to the living rooms of America of people who consider themselves to be football fans. He is suing for his dignity at this point, because what it takes in order to convince the public that something has gone wrong is very different than what it takes to convince the NFL to punish itself for doing anything differently. The 31 men and one woman that run that league probably aren't going to do that, but he knows there's something to be gained for speaking up for himself on behalf of a lot of people, and I think he's been very effective, if nothing else, at that, and getting some type of a win for folks to acknowledge that the default stance of NFL owners is not necessarily above board, and in this case, way beyond it.
Tim Kalishaw, bring you in here. We've had a discussion on this show for the entire 20 years this show has been on about the hiring practices in the NFL. Hearing Flores today and reading this lawsuit over, 58 pages of it, what type of impact might it have?
Well, I think it can be significant, like Clinton said. Anything that might affect the business or the bottom line of the NFL, owners are going to have to pay attention to. And as you said, we've been talking about the Rooney Rule and, you know, what it's designed to do and its obvious flaws since about 2003, but we just kind of supposed or imagined what those interviews were like. He's spelling it out here. He's telling you Bill Belichick texting him 3 days before his interview, congratulations on the Giants job, when Belichick thinks he's talking to Brian Daboll. That's a farce on behalf of the Giants. They're going to have to explain that. The Dolphins are going to have to explain a lot of stuff. But, you know, the problem is the short history of black coaches in this league, with Tomlin and Dungy winning Super Bowls and Lovie Smith and Jim Caldwell getting there, they have a better track record than white coaches. If you look at the numbers over the last 30 years, you would think the analytics themselves would drive owners in this direction, but obviously it hasn't.
Harry Lyles Jr. on Flores today and the impact of this lawsuit, in your opinion?
I think the timing of this is important, like Clinton pointed out. For me, I want to like focus on the very specific piece of evidence that was the text messages between Brian Flores and Bill Belichick. In that text exchange, not only did Brian Flores find out that he wasn't a candidate, but that he was a roadblock to a candidate, which is something that should not be a thing. And so to me, the timing of this, when you look at where the NFL is at today, you have Mike Tomlin, the last black head coach remaining in the NFL. He has never had a losing season, and he's got a Super Bowl in his belt. Those are the things that you have to do on the field in order to continue to be a black coach in the NFL. But he's also the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have the most patient ownership group in all of North American sports, and they're also the franchise responsible for the Rooney Rule. Let's look on the other side of this. You have David Culley, who had 43 years of coaching experience before he got a sniff of an NFL job, and the job that he got a sniff of was arguably the worst one that's probably been opened in my lifetime, a job that nobody else wanted. He still succeeded in that job in a way that nobody expected of him, and he still got fired because we all knew all along that he was not the guy that they wanted. And so now you have a look at this, and that text message conversation is a microcosm of what this issue is that the black coaches are not viewed in the same light as white coaches are. And so that is the issue at hand here. He's bringing that to light, and I think the big piece of this is you finally have this on the record. I don't think that we could overstate how big it is for Brian Flores not just to put this stuff on record, but he's risking his career at the same time. And so for him to do that, I have nothing but respect for him.
And June Lee.
To build off of everybody else, there's a straight through line from Colin Kaepernick to Brian Flores, because this is the culture in which the NFL, how they view black people, how they view black quarterbacks, how they view black head coaches, and how they view minorities in positions of power. There is a problem when the Rooney Rule is required for NFL teams to even want to consider black people and minorities as people, as head coaches, and in positions of leadership. This is a larger cultural issue that can't just be addressed with a lawsuit, but now we're going to be putting a microscope on the NFL over the course of the next months to come and seeing how they react to having this process in the national spotlight on a day-to-day basis.
Just a second question for you, Clinton Yates, on the idea that this is a class action lawsuit. The implication there is that other coaches can and have been affected by this and can and will join into the lawsuit. Do you see that as a possibility?
Strong element of bravery there, and I think it's the easiest way to win anything. What a win is, though, is difficult to define. I think that overall, forcing the NFL to pay attention, whether it's monetarily or acknowledging, or forcing the NFL to say, hey, you know what? We don't actually care. We're just paying lip service to this. I think in the public in 2022, that has a different effect than it would have had even 10 years ago.
To take another look at the Rooney Rule, there's a graph here from Sportico I want to take in here, and you can see, as graphs are inclined to do, it doesn't really go up from when, you'll note, it doesn't go up from when the Rooney Rule was established. Seven franchises, nearly a quarter of the league, have never had a black head coach in their history. And then, speaking about sham interviews, and you all discussed the text messages between Bill Belichick and Brian Flores. Today, Marvin Lewis coming forward and saying he knew when he interviewed for the Carolina Panthers job, many, many years ago at this point, that it was already belonging to another candidate at that moment. The NFL's release says without merit. Diversity is our core to everything we do. The claims are without merit. Tim, how do you hear without merit in the NFL's position here?
Well, I think this is very troubling. As bad as the teams look, I think the NFL looks just as bad and preposterous to say within 2 hours of a 58-page lawsuit coming out that names names and involves several teams and a lot of management people, like, we have conducted an investigation and these charges are without merit. There's not going to be any investigation. This is what's troubling is this is very different when they have a domestic violence issue and they at least profess to take it seriously, and I think in many ways they have. They don't have this disclaimer at the end. This is them saying we've got way more lawyers than Brian Flores has. We went through the concussion battle. We can deal with that. We'll deal with this.
Ari Lyles Jr.
Yeah, I agree with Tim, and it's tough because, you know, you're asking a group of 32 people to have shame in a place where, you know, you can't ask somebody to have shame if they don't feel it, right? Like, this is not going to get better unless the people take it seriously. The Rooney Rule in its place is good in theory, but you're asking people to act in good faith with that. So you can bring up, hey, well, they interviewed Leslie Frazier for the job. Like, Brian Flores, you know, his case doesn't matter because it was already met. You're not meeting the Rooney Rule if you're not doing it in good faith. And to me, I don't see what the NFL is doing here.
June Lee, when you hear without merit, what strikes you?
The fact that the Rooney Rule exists shows that the idea of without merit is complete BS. Like, it doesn't make any sense, because the Rooney Rule's existence shows that there is merit to the fact that there is a culture where people aren't considering minorities for these leadership positions in the first place. And so when you consider everything that's happening around just the lack of black coaches in football right now, It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's just blatantly ignoring the reality of how the leadership landscape of the NFL exists right now in this moment.
Clinton, if the NFL were to say, how are we supposed to tell people who to hire? How are we supposed to tell people this is your candidate you want? You can't hire them because we have a rule in place. How would you respond to that?
I would say that what you do is you try to make sure that you shine a light on what has actually happened. I mean, in the history of the NFL, back in the 30s, George Preston Marshall, the guy who started the football team in Boston, moved it to D.C., it was his idea to sort of segregate the league. The Mara's original, you know, franchise went along with it. That team that guy had didn't integrate until the 60s, the last team to do it, and that team just changed his name. So don't tell me that diversity is a core part of who you are, because
I understand
history
that
right there
specifically
just doesn't make it up. It's a lie. Specifically,
an owner falls in love with a coaching candidate and they hire the guy they want. Yes.
You acknowledge what's happened and you force people to deal with it. It's not going to be the people born in the 20s that are still making decisions for NFL teams. It's going to be the people that come after them that realize that we don't do this anymore. But you can't even get to that point if you're lying about the past and what already happened, never mind what can happen in the future.
Tim, if a team falls in love with a candidate and then has to go forward with a process, whether it's a sham or not, are they not allowed to hire the candidate they want, I guess, is a question people are asking. How would you respond to that?
Look, and you could take this a year from now, and are the Cowboys going to be going after Sean Payton? And if he's really available, is a Rooney Rule interview going to really amount to much? But even those interviews, even getting your name out there, even you know, having that's a starting point. And, you know, that's the hope anyway. That's been kind of launching pad for some of these coaches. It takes 3, 4, 5 interviews, but
it also has been a hook for so many years that said, well, that's what happened with Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin. They fell in love with Mike Tomlin in the interview, and this is how it could happen. Right. Well, he's the one, and that was a decade and a half ago.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the allegation of tanking now. We all know about the idea of tanking. We saw a cover zero from a team in this league not so long ago. So for Flores to allege Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered to pay him $100,000 for each loss in 2019 in this lawsuit is huge news as well. Hugh Jackson indicating a similar tactic was made with him in Cleveland. Harry, what type of impact does that claim have on the league and in professional sports?
Yeah, I think it's got an impact, all right. I'm not sure that the NFL's ever been happier to have another issue on its hand that's taking attention away from this because, you know, I don't think that any of us thought that tanking wasn't a thing, but the thing that makes this different is we have this on record, right? Like, that's what makes this different, and people love this idea, whether it's true or not, that there is this integrity to the game, and this, like, gets rid of that. So to me, this is a very big deal and something that they're going to have to answer for.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly slippery slope because we're getting to a point where the gambling industry is becoming a larger, larger power broker in the game, from media to the way that the sport is covered to the way that we talk about sports. And if you're having an owner who's willing to compromise the integrity and the record of his team by paying off his head coach, it's a complete disrespect to all of his players and everyone who's going out there on a week-to-week basis trying to win games. But it's going to be really bad for the future of football if we're constantly thinking about, are the owners actually trying to win games right now?
Clinton Yates, do you see it this way?
Yeah, it's a question we tackle in baseball all the time, and I think that's an interesting one because it's the only thing that forces the owners to look at each other and actually potentially have some disagreement. If I think that Tim's team isn't playing well enough to make up for what the league competition is supposed to be, I might actually say something to the point that it's going to change things. I think that that's the issue here. It's the only one that's going to require them to look at each other and say, do we actually disagree or not? Because if not, then tanking, whatever, it is what it is. But this one addresses the competitive element, which will change things.
And Tim Kalishaw.
If you think of it this way, the biggest problem Brian Flores had in Miami was he won football games. He didn't tank enough his first year. He had winning records his second and third years, and he still got fired.
Right.
That's just shameful on the part of the Dolphins.
I want you to lose, then fire you for losing. I'm still floored by Flores on his own. 40 years of age, and now the abyss that his career is, or the predicament his career is in. I mean, interviewing for jobs in Minnesota, New Orleans, while this lawsuit's going on, can he... Will he ever work in the NFL again? That's a question we're going to be asking for quite some time in the future. Buy or sell on the other side.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Stunner in professional football, Washington coming up with a new name. Did you guys hear about this? Out of nowhere. Commanders. Linton, this was formerly your account. I don't know, maybe it still is your account. Now that it's officially official and you see the new look there, buy or sell the Washington Commanders.
I'll buy it because sloppy, slapdash, tacky operations are what this team is about, which is precisely what this uniform represents. They couldn't even roll it out without it getting leaked by a cameraman in a helicopter. When Jim Zorn was a rookie head coach, he called this team the maroon and black, which is not the burgundy and gold. Now they are the maroon and black. That's how far this franchise has come. Good job out of you guys, Ashburnistan.
So you're selling it then. You're not buying it.
I'm buying that it's absurd because this franchise is absurd and irrelevant on brand.
Tim Kalishaw, I turn to you.
I'm not going to worry too much about the rollout. I'm buying the name. It's a decent name. And, Tony, we've got 32 NFL teams, 32 NHL, 30 NBA, 30 baseball. We're running out of names. There aren't a lot of good names left. Commanders, all right.
You're a professional writer. Come up with names, Timmy. Come on.
It's got to be a name with an S. They got that part right.
Oh, it has to end in a vowel. Why? Because when you're on deadline.
We don't want the Wild or the Heat or the Kraken. We don't want names like that.
Kraken is one of the great
that.
Games in
the Kraken.
Get out of here.
We love the Kraken.
Harry Lyles Jr., buy or sell the Washington Commanders.
I'm selling this. Look, for all the kicking and screaming that they did to keep the name and the logo and everything else that came along with it, this is what they came up with. To me, it's just not great. I don't love the uniforms. They look like something that would be on the back of like a promotional like Cheez-It box or something like that. I think that it was fine just staying the football team. I think team nicknames are overrated. They could have kept the traditional look without being offensive. I'm selling
this. I think this is the majority opinion now, that Washington football team was something that was unique and people liked. June Lee, how about you?
I am totally selling this. The W looks like Microsoft Word click bar, and it also looks like the designers just opened up Madden Creative Team and then just left it the default uniform. The W on the front of the helmet is bad. The font on the logos is bad. The entire color scheme, I think, is worse than the maroon and gold. Like, just bad all around.
All right, burgundy and gold was what famously the team was. Let's make sure we get that right. Everybody gets it. Kalishaw, just tell us the truth. When you're on deadline and you're writing quickly and you have to say a Heat player, you run into problems.
Yeah, it's even that. Or, you know, what is one player on the Kraken? Is he a, what is he? What's the singular of
Skater
of the singular
or Goldwild? That's what.
I will There's say no, with the Commanders, don't try to shorten guy. The name. If you shorten the back end of it, you get the Durs. If you shorten the front end of it, you might not want to be doing that in Washington. No. Buy or sell too. No. Jimmy Garoppolo saying it's been a hell of a ride. Love you guys. See ya. He also said he expects to be traded and wants to go to a team that wants to win. What are you buying? What are you selling here, Tim?
I think there's about five or six teams, and that's about it, that would see him as a major upgrade of any kind. I think the Commanders are one of them. So I think it's going to be a tougher sell than I know he was close to going two Super Bowls. Safety catches the ball right here. They probably do, but it wasn't him. It was taking him there.
Harry, when you hear him say, I'm ready to get traded to a team that wants to win, how do you hear that?
Yeah, I'm buying that's what he wants, but I'm selling that management is going to work with him throughout the entire process on that, because while I'm sure they're giving that good faith, like, hey, we're going to help you out here, At the end of the day, as people love to say, this is a business, and they will treat him like that when it comes time to, if they have to.
Dude.
I'm buying that Jimmy Garoppolo can still lead a team to the playoffs. Now, he's not the top-tier quarterback, but he's better than a lot of guys. I think he's better than Ryan Tannehill. I think he can compete with Kirk Cousins. Like, this is a conversation where I truly think that he has at least the skill set, if he's put in the right system with good personnel, that he can at least take your team to the playoffs, and that's better than a lot of teams in football right now.
I love your hypotheticals here. So you're throwing out Tennessee. You say the one seed, you got there with Tannehill, go with Garoppolo and get over the hump. Kalisho's shaking his head no. Yates,
silly.
Do you see Garoppolo to Tennessee or Garoppolo to Minnesota? Some have suggested Pittsburgh as a possibility.
Not necessary. I see Garoppolo as a guy that the 49ers can reach their potential with. They've already gotten close. I wouldn't necessarily get rid of him. If you can't make the guy behind him better as a coach, why do you necessarily think you're going to be able to bring somebody else in and suddenly it's going to work just fine? This guy's gotten close enough. Maybe the team overall just isn't as good as everybody thinks.
How? Yates and Lee going the other way in that discussion. I wasn't expecting that from either one of you. Oh, Kalisho, thank you for appearing today. Harry Lyle is always a pleasure. Yates, Lee, showdown. 2 minutes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Texas Tech last night. That's how it started for Chris Beard, and it didn't get better. Tech fans unleashing everything they stored up inside since Beard left 10 months ago. Mark Adams, Beard's former assistant, who's now coaching the higher-ranked team, getting the win. Red Raiders 77, Longhorns 64. Beard said tonight wasn't about me. You buy that? That it wasn't about Beard, Clinton? Let's make this a buy-or-sell showdown.
I'm completely selling this because it should have been more about Beard. If I walk into an arena and everybody's booing me, you better believe Pat Riley in the Garden style, I'm making sure that everybody knows
yes,
I'm the reason I'm making noise.
I know that about you. June?
You sell it because if there's a police escort taking you into the arena, it is 100% about you. There is no way around it.
Said though, Yates, you walk into that arena. If you walked into that arena as a Texas Tech fan, you walked onto the face of Chris Beard because they put it on a doormat, and that is the greatest entry you can make to get back at anybody. We'll move on. Buy or sell too. U.S. Men's World Cup qualifier tonight is the national team versus Honduras. This game is scheduled in Minnesota, as the U.S. soccer is prone to do when they have a team that just played in 68-degree weather like Honduras did. Although, the wind chill tonight expected to be between 20 and 30 below. Frostbite within 10 and 12 minutes. They lost Sunday to Canada in the cold and could barely beat El Salvador last week in similar temperatures in Columbus, June. Do you think the cold helps USMNT tonight?
I think the biggest help will be if Ricardo Pepe is put in a position to succeed. He's been their best striker, most consistent striker at 19 years old. I think that he's the guy that you got to look out
for. What?
When it comes to U.S. men's national team crazy games, I consult our colleague and my friend Hercules Gomez, who played in that wild snow game. He said it was a classic, but it was stupid. And that's exactly what this is.
You think they got what they asked for? And we got Clinton Yates to be.
The most disheartening part about this entire situation with Brian Flores is a simple one of dignity, as I stated earlier. When it comes to humiliating people at work in terms of racism, it doesn't always come in the form of calling somebody a slur or doing something particularly bad. It's just when we know you wouldn't treat a non-black person that way. That's what hurts, and that's what's going on right now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.